Hope everybody enjoyed your Christmas Day, if you were celebrating that yesterday. Certainly it was nice to wake up to a little bit of a white mantle out there, but that was just an appetizer of things to come as we head on into later on tonight and into the day here on your Thursday. Now, this is a little bit of a tricky forecast. You might need a scorecard to keep up with this, but I will do my best to explain it to you over the radio as best as I can. But first things first, as we head into the day today, basically no problems whatsoever. So if you do have plans to go out and do a little exchanging of gifts or maybe even a little bit of shopping out there, you won't have to worry about that in terms of having to deal with any kind of nasty weather. However, it's later on tonight, certainly after dark, when the snow will begin to move in from the south and west, and things will get pretty dicey out there with respect to your travel. So let's get into your forecast now. Again, I'm going to do my best to explain this. We always seemingly have a difficult time with some of these nor'easters, and this one has an exclamation point with it because the forecast is a little tricky. And again, I'm going to do my best to kind of explain that to you going forward here as we roll into our forecast this morning. But for right now, again, nice and quiet, temperatures cold and ranging anywhere from the single digits to the low 20s all across the WAMC listening area. And as we roll on into this afternoon, again, some scattered clouds around this morning. Clouds will begin to thicken up with the storm as it approaches from the south and west. Now, this storm was responsible for some real nasty weather down across the Gulf Coast, with a couple of reports of some tornadoes down in Mobile and Alabama, and a lot of energy and a lot of moisture with this storm as it lifts its way off to the north and east. Now, we will get a secondary storm developing pretty much right over Washington, D.C., or right over the eastern shore of Maryland in that general vicinity. Typically with these storms, you can see secondary development, which is what typically brings us our biggest snow events. But with this one, there's a little bit unusual. The track of it is going to be great and with respect to bringing us snow, but because it's forming a little bit farther inland and it's dragging in some milder air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, that is going to complicate our forecast a bit with respect to snowfall totals. But I'm going to get into the details in that as we get through our daily forecast routine here. So let's back up just a little bit again. Through the day today, no problems. Again, I want to stress that it's tomorrow that travel will be a real pain in the neck, and you need to keep that in mind. Even more than a pain in the neck, it could be downright dangerous in spots as we head through tomorrow afternoon. So for the day today, we'll see increasing clouds from the south and west as we roll into the latter part of this morning and into the early afternoon hours. Then as we head into the night, tonight is when the snow will begin in earnest. Once it starts, it will start pretty quickly, and it will begin to pile up pretty quickly too. It'll move in from the southwest, so across the Catskills first, and then making its way through the Capital District and on up into the Greens and the Adirondacks from there. So basically rolling on into the night tonight with that snow picking up, it'll be heavy at times overnight. Then as we head toward dawn tomorrow, a few hours before dawn is when we'll start to see things changing over to some sleet and some freezing rain, especially as you head from the Capital District and points to the east and south. That does include our friends over in the Berkshires. Despite the elevation there, you will also have to deal with that changeover. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the entire WAMC listening area until you get into western Greene and eastern Columbia counties. Excuse me, let me reverse that. Until you go from eastern Greene and western Columbia counties, that is right through the Hudson River Valley, that is when you'll have to deal with just winter weather advisories, because that is where most of this mixing is forecasted to take place with the sleet and the freezing rain there as well. So once we get into the daytime hours here tomorrow with an east wind, that also might cut down on a little bit of our snowfall accumulations in the Hudson River Valley. But generally speaking, we're talking about 6 to 10 inches across the greater Capital District, a little bit less down to the south, 3 to 6. 10 to 16 as you head across the Greens into the Adirondacks as well as into the Catskill Mountains. Then once we get into the latter part of tomorrow afternoon, we'll see some colder air beginning to wrap in behind that storm, and that will have the last of the precipitation ending as snow. Also a fair amount of wind with the storm as well. That wind will be picking up tomorrow, especially out of the northwest. Before we get into that northwest wind, we'll have a nice little easterly wind too through our tomorrow morning and into tomorrow afternoon. Then into the day on Friday, just plain old breezy, dry, 33. And then as a storm mainly misses us to the south and east on Saturday, some light snow late in the day on Saturday, but that storm will drag in some colder air as we get started with the new year. well, even before that, a high on Sunday of only 25, and into the 20s we go for Monday, and then also on Tuesday again, which is the start of 2013. That's it for now. I'll update your forecast again on the Midday Report. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.